Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers. In today's Gospel, Jesus is telling the story, the parable of the sower who goes out to sow seed. Many of us can probably tell this story from memory. But why is Jesus telling us this parable, this story? Why does he teach this way? As I mentioned yesterday, Jesus is not telling stories to convey facts, but to convey a relationship, a way of life, a way of being in the world. He was probably talking to a lot of people out there that were sowers themselves, so he didn't need to teach them how to sow seed, but he was teaching them rather how to live their lives. Now, they probably got that distinction a little bit easier than we do because I don't know how to sow seed. I mean, I got the general idea, but I'd have to be taught the facts of seed sowing. But I don't need those facts to understand the story, the parable that Jesus is telling us. A lot of sermons have been spoken on this particular parable, and I'm not sure how close they get to what it's really about. I remember in grade school, oftentimes the priest would say at this story, he would say, that we need to have more priests in the church. And that's, for some to hear that, it falls on rocky ground, it's not going to go anywhere, and for others it gets choked off by other concerns, and there's a few who will accept the call to become a priest. While this story can illustrate that need, that's not what the story's about. The story's about sowing seed. The story is actually about whatever we need to walk through any given day, doing our best to be the best human beings we can possibly be. And sometimes we'll make it, we'll do real well, other days not so well. Sometimes our lives will fall on rocky or thorny places and get choked off by all kinds of concerns. And other days we might feel terribly free and just free as a bird. But bottom line, the gospel is there to help us discern what we need to do today. Some days we'll have a lot of seed in our sack and we have to be spreading it to all kinds of situations and all kinds of chores and errands that we have to run. And I think Jesus, in part with this image, is telling us, just relax, just slow down, just sow the seeds as best you can and let God take care of the results. When praying over this gospel, just think of the imagery. It's a very pastoral image, a very calming kind of image to see a sower out in the middle of a field, just sowing seed, maybe a few birds coming down and picking up a few of those seeds. Don't worry about the rocks and the thorns and all of that stuff. Just take in the calmness, the quietness of the situation that Jesus is presenting. Because Jesus is teaching us through images, through feelings, through experiences. And he wants us to have those same feelings and images and experience driving the things that we do each and every day. Even to imagine ourselves as a sower as we go out the front door. I think it's a much more calming image to have as we get up in the morning and walk through our front doors out into the world. And just, we're going to do what we need to do at each and every moment of each and every day. And what we don't get done today, we can do tomorrow.